Several of Kentucky's colleges and universities want Washington to give children brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents permanent protection from deportation. Schools in the Commonwealth and across the nation have signed a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other congressional leaders. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, was created by the Obama administration to allow children of illegal immigrants to stay in the country to work or attend school. President Trump in 2017 announced plans to rescind the program, but delayed taking any action. South Central Kentucky Community and Technical College in Bowling Green recently signed a letter to congressional leaders urging them to give DACA recipients a permanent path to citizenship. President Philip Neal says he's not sure how many DACA students have attended SCI-CTC because disclosing their status is voluntary.
We do know that we have had some come through that have gone on to earn associate's degrees and even transfer to our sister university here in Bowling Green and completed bachelor's degrees and gone on to be teachers in our region, have gone on to be engineers in our region.
The letter to congressional leaders was sent by the American Council on Education and contains more than 600 colleges and universities in support of permanent DACA protections. According to the ACE, 72% of DACA recipients are pursuing a bachelor's degree or higher while in the U.S. The president of SCI-CTC says deporting those young adults would create a vacuum in the workforce. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.